Let me introduce myself, Bernard Shaw. I am asked to give you a specimen of spoken English. But first, let me give you a warning. You think you are hearing my voice, but unless you know how to use your gramophone properly, what you are hearing may be something grotesquely unlike any sound that has ever come from my lips. A few days ago, I heard a gramophone record of a speech by Mr. Ramsay MacDonald, the parliamentary chief of the British Labour Party, who has a fine, deep Scottish voice and a remarkably musical and dignified delivery. What I heard was a high-pitched, sharp, cackling voice, most unmusical, suggesting a small, egotistical, very ill-mannered man complaining of something. I said, "That is not Mr. MacDonald. I know his voice as well as I know my own." The gramophone operator assured me that it was, and showed me the label on the record to prove it. I said, "No, that is not Ramsay MacDonald. But let me see whether I cannot find him for you." Then, as the record started again, I took the screw, which regulates the speed, and slowed the record down gradually until the high-pitched yapping changed to the deep tones of Mr. MacDonald's voice, and the unmusical, quarrelsome self-assertion became the melodious rhetoric of the Scottish orator. "There," I say, "that is Mr. MacDonald." So you see, what you are hearing now is not my voice unless your gramophone is turning at exactly the right speed. I have records of famous singers and speakers who are dead, but whose voices I can remember quite well. Adelina Patti, Sarah Bernhardt, Charles Santley, Caruso, Tamagno. But they sound quite horrible and silly until I have found the right speed for them, as I found it for Mr. MacDonald. Now the worst of it is that I cannot tell you how to find the right speed for me. Those of you who have heard me speak, either face to face with me or over the wireless, will have no difficulty. You have just to change the speed until you recognize the voice you remember. But what are you to do if you have never heard me? Well, I can give you a hint that will help you. If what you hear is very disappointing, and you feel instinctively that must be a horrid man, you may be quite sure the speed is wrong. Slow it down until you feel that you are listening to an amiable old gentleman of 71 with a rather pleasant Irish voice. Then that is me. All the other people whom you hear at the other speeds are imposters, sham shaw, phantoms who never exist.